This morning, I want to just call your attention to a short prayer in Mark chapter 10. This is Jesus healing the blind man, and he's on his way to Jerusalem, where he will be eventually crucified, and so here he is at Jericho. But the whole thrust here is to restore sight to this blind man. So I thought we would just begin by singing this little song. A little praise song, really. The words are on the back of the bottom. You probably already know it. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch him and say that we love him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. So let's sing if you want, or just listen to the music here, whichever you wish. Father, that is our prayer. As we look at this prayer in the Bible this morning, as we get into this hour of prayer, Lord, we do want to see you. We do want to have our eyes open physically and, of course, even more importantly, spiritually. And we want to have our ears open, so help us to listen as well. And guide us now in these minutes together. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the prayer in the Bible I wanted to just call your attention to this morning is in Mark chapter 10. And Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem with his disciples, and they're at Jericho. And in verse 46, we read in Mark chapter 10, "Now they came to Jericho. As Jesus went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus..." So the first thing we see here, he hears about Jesus. What did you do the first time you heard about Jesus? This may not have been the first time you heard about it, but he heard about him. He began to what? He began to cry out and say, and here's the prayer, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Great prayer. Great address. Notice the address. Jesus, Son of David. Of course, it's a very messianic term. Son of David, he hadn't announced his messiahship yet because it was not yet time. But some would address him that way. We had the Syrophoenician addressed him that way, and she wasn't even a Jew. But here he is in Israel and at Jericho. And Jesus, Son of David. So that's the address. And then here's the request. Have mercy on me. Great request for all of us, isn't it? Have mercy on me. But many warned him to be quiet. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. He wouldn't stop. How about your prayers? When you get distracted, as you always will, do you stop or do you continue on? Do you persevere? Well, he continued on. He cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. Same request repeated. Now look at Jesus' response. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. So Jesus is responding to this prayer. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, Be of good cheer, rise, he is calling you. And verse 50, and throwing aside his garment, anything that would hold him back at this point, he's throwing aside. A blind man throwing aside his garment. What about in your life? Anything holding you back in your prayers? Anything that you need to throw aside to really get that relationship with the Lord of what it needs to be and you want it to be? Throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. Evidence of his faith. He's coming to Jesus, believing Jesus can help him. Verse 51, here's the answer to the prayer as we continue. So Jesus answered and said to him, notice this question is very significant, seems to me. What do you want me to do for you? What's your question today along those lines? Jesus, what do you want me to do for you? You might think about that and give the right answer and not, because he will answer your prayer. Make sure you're asking for what you need. Good morning. Pick up a note there if you want, guys. So he answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? Great question Jesus is asking. And notice, he's asking the question, I really think, to draw out the faith of this man even further and asking him what he wants for him to do. Jesus obviously knows he wants to be healed of his blindness, I'm sure. But what is the man looking for? And then how is his response? Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni. Now, Rabboni is more than just teacher. It's like master teacher. It's a pretty significant term. So he's responding not just to another man, but to somebody greater than just another man. Rabboni. Remember Mary Magdalene at the resurrection, where Jesus said the same thing in a sense, What do you want me to do for you? And then she said, Rabboni, Rabboni. So here he is saying, in answer to that question, What do you want me to do for you? Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Isn't that the same thing that we really want? Really to see him and really to see what he has for us today and, you know, of course, every day. But that I may receive my sight. Seems like that's a great response and indicating he wants a personal relationship to be close with the Lord, that I may see you. He's blind. Of course, we were all blind at one time, weren't we, spiritually, but no longer because he has allowed us to be born again. Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, and here is the complete answer now to the prayer, Go your way. Your faith has made you well, or your belief, same word. Your faith has made you well, and another translation of that word well can be whole, W-H-O-L-E, meaning not. This is just not a physical healing here. There's more than that. When Jesus says you will be made well in kind of this context, I think it's a total healing, physically, of course, and spiritually. So now he sees physically, but he also sees Jesus spiritually, I believe. Now, I know all of us can see physically or we wouldn't have made it through these doors this morning. But how is your vision of the Lord? How clearly are you seeing him? And as the blind man would throw aside his garments, anything that was holding him back, is there anything that is in your life right now that you need to throw aside that's holding you back from really seeing him? Go your way, your faith has made you whole or well, and immediately, I love Mark. Mark always is filled with immediately. You know, boom, 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 right? But this is the Lord healing. Immediately, in this case, some cases it's in steps, but here it was an immediate healing. And immediately he, the blind man, received his sight, and now what? Followed Jesus on the road. When we see him, we follow him, right? That's the purpose of seeing him, isn't it? So, do you see him? Are you following him? I like the picture of the Ark of the Covenant going into the Battle of Jericho. It was to be, 2,000 cubits ahead of them as they would march. That's a little more than a half a mile. And I like that picture because we want to keep him in sight, but we don't want to ever get in front of him. It doesn't work that way. So are you seeing him today? Are you asking him for sight today? And then receiving the answer to that prayer, are you following him on the road? So we're going to go to prayer now. We'll just pray in our little group. And then the last few minutes, I think we'll break in groups of two so we can all pray half the time. Father, we thank you for this prayer in the Bible and how it impacted that blind man and how you impact us and how we want to see you and how we want to follow you. And Lord, we need to pray. And Lord, this morning we have this opportunity to pray for the conference. We have the opportunity to pray for the speakers, for those here, Lord, and whatever needs you put on our hearts to pray for as led by your Spirit. May we just speak it out, Lord, and loud enough so others can hear, so we can agree in one accord. So lead us now by your Spirit as we would lift up our petitions to you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's pray.